This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope, the audio broadcast ministry of Pastor Rick Warren. Well, as we continue with the series called Building My Life on Values That Last, Rick shows us how we benefit when we apply the biblical principles of trust, self-control, balance, respect, forgiveness, moral purity, fairness, honesty, and love to our lives. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about an amazing opportunity to come alongside this ministry in our efforts to see lives change through the gospel. You can find out more by going to PastorRick.com while you listen to the message, or by texting the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Showing Respect.
Telling the truth is not being judgmental. There are people who are trying to make that today. Like if you say this is right and this is wrong, then you're being judgmental. No, you're not being judgmental. You're just telling the truth. If I were to say, you know, drink strychnine and you'll die, that's not being judgmental. That's telling the truth. If I say, go out here on the freeway and stand on the first lane, you'll get run over, that's not being judgmental, it's telling the truth. If I tell a woman who's pregnant with a young child, baby, and she's snorting cocaine, I say, you do that, you're going to harm the baby, that's not being judgmental, that's telling the truth. If I tell people who are disobeying God's moral laws that it's going to cause all kinds of consequences in their life, that's not being judgmental, it's telling the truth. What is judgmental is when you take the truth and you beat people over the head with it, and then you enjoy it. Because it makes you feel morally superior. No, you tell the truth to help people. To help them, to change them, to develop them. Not to harm them, to put them down, and to cause them to feel bad. Now, sometimes the truth does make me feel bad, but that's not my your fault for telling me. It's just the truth tells the truth. What I'm saying is this, is you can disagree with somebody without being disagreeable. And you don't have to devastate everybody you disagree with just because they're not doing what's right. Now, you can be right about something, but if you don't talk about it in love, it doesn't matter. Because the Bible says, if you don't have love, it's a sounding brass and tinkling cymbal. Honestly, some of the rudest people I've ever met were overzealous Christians who were so committed to the truth, but they don't really care that much about people. People that Jesus died for. And so they beat people over the head with it all the time in a judgmental fashion. Now listen, you can be right on an issue, but if you're rude about it, you're wrong. Because Jesus and the Bible does not say the greatest of these is being doctrinally correct. The Bible says the greatest of these is love. And if you are not doing what you do in love, it is wrong. It's wrong. We are to be gentle, not judgmental. You see, Jesus is watching you. He's watching you to see how you treat the people he died for. Even the most despicable person and the most wrong lifestyle, Jesus still died for him. And God wants to see how you're going to be. Are you going to be gentle, not judgmental? Are you going to tell the truth tactfully? Now, the greatest lab for this, folks, is the family. It's in the marriage. That's where we're to learn the principles of respect. If you don't, it causes all kinds of problems in your life. And some of you have had some bad relationships with your parents or with your husband or your wife because of this. And I want to say to you, it's never too late to get started. Let me give you two more ways to show respect. Number four, when you share your faith with people, respect, don't reject them. Respect them, don't reject them when you share your faith. First Peter tells us, if anybody asks you why you believe as you do, be ready to tell him and do it in a gentle and respectful way. You don't argue people into heaven. You don't blow them away by saying, turn or burn, you're going to die and fry while we go to the sky, you know? You don't argue. James 1:20 says, the anger, a man's anger does not bring about the righteousness of God. In other words, God says, I want you to shine your life, not be a blowtorch. Okay? He says, do it when you share your faith, do it with gentleness and respect. Be tactful with those who are unbelievers. Then number five, when people are rude to you, respond politely. Respond politely. In other words, don't retaliate by being rude back. That only adds fuel to the fire. It just makes things worse. The Bible says, don't repay evil for evil, but overcome evil with good. I saw a great example of that when I read this card sent to me by one of the parents in our church about their 8-year-old son. I said, "Dear Rick, our 8-year-old son, Doug, had a player from the Little League team he played against come up and tell Doug after a game that, quote, Doug's team sucked. Our 8-year-old Doug looked at him straight in the eye and said, you pitched a great game. The little boy was speechless. I bet he walked away feeling pretty bad too. Doug had loved and overcome, and we told him that Jesus must have been smiling. He was. And anytime you treat God's creature, another person, with respect and dignity, no matter how despicable and vile they are, God's going, you did it right. You did it right. Now, where does that kind of respect come from? By watching TV? No. It starts in the home. It starts in the family. That's why the fifth commandment says, honor your father and mother. Notice, it says, honor your father and mother so that you may live a long, good life. He's saying that respect for authority begins in the family. One of the most critical lessons that a child learns is how to relate to authority. Because if a child doesn't learn how to relate to authority and show respect, he'll never be successful in his career, never will be successful in school, never be successful in relationships or marriage. Because you can't get along in this world if you don't know how to cooperate and treat people with dignity. Because whatever you give out, you're going to get back. So the Bible says, honor your father and mother. Now notice it says, honor both, father and mother. You know, the problem today is because divorce is so prevalent, kids are having to choose. Am I going to honor mom or dad? And that's sad, because God says he wants us to honor both. Now understand the principle. He doesn't say, honor your parents' parenting skills. It says nothing about whether they were good or bad parents, whether they were effective or ineffective, whether they were helpful or harmful. He's saying here, honor the position. What that means is if your parents hadn't got together, you wouldn't exist. They are the source of your life. So you honor them for their position, regardless of whether they were good or bad or making any kind of value judgment on their parenting. It's if in the military you see a man with a number of stars on his shoulder, you honor that position regardless of the character of the person who's wearing it. So that's what he's saying there. He's saying the fact that when God wanted to make you, when God thought up you, he wanted to make you unique. And he knew it would take a certain gene pool to make you. And so he brought two parents together who had just the right chromosomes, the DNA structure, the 46 chromosomes that made you, you. And if your parents hadn't got together, you wouldn't be you. Now the point is this, God can take even mistakes, even things that were unplanned by human beings, even sins, and bring good out of them. You see, there are illegitimate parents, no doubt about that. But there are no illegitimate children. There are no illegitimate children. Because God planned you before your parents even ever thought of each other. Even in a rape, God wanted you to be born. He wanted you to be born. Now, as we close today, I want to talk to two special groups here. The first group is those of you who were hurt by your parents. Maybe you were neglected. Maybe you never heard those words, I love you. Maybe your parents were harsh and unbending, or maybe they were aloof and didn't really care anything about you. Or maybe you were even abused emotionally or physically. And if that's the case, I want to say to you today, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. And God hurts with you. And the Bible is very clear that child abuse will be severely judged by God. It says, Jesus said, it's better for a man to have a millstone tied around his neck and dropped into the ocean than the judgment he's going to get for hurting a child. But what about you? What do you do with a commandment that says, honor your mother, and a commandment that says, honor your father? What does God expect? Does he expect you to just ignore it all, pretend it never happened, gloss over it, put on a mask and say, oh, it's great? And even though you were hurt deeply, seriously wounded in many ways, does God expect you to go down to Save-On and buy a little Hallmark card that's pretty and says, oh, thank you for giving me a wonderful life? No. God doesn't expect you to gloss over it, to wear a mask, or to deny the hurt in your life. God doesn't want you to fake it. In fact, he wants you to face it. He wants you to face it, to face the truth, to deal with the issues, so you can get on with your life. The fact is, there are many parents that are unworthy of honor. They're abusive, and they're hateful, and they're hurting, and they're unloving. But the fact is, how you relate to your parents affects every other relationship you have. Because when we go into a marriage, if you get married, or into a friendship, we always bring in emotional baggage with us. And the way you learn to relate to your mother and your father, you're going to take those same skills and predispositions and use them in your marriage. And that's why you've got marriage problems. Because your mate does the same thing. And some of you, if the truth are be known, are still hurting intensely from your past. And the only way to get past it is to deal with it. And what's happened is you're still holding in all this anger, this hurt, this bitterness, and you're probably venting it on your spouse and your children. And they're going, what's going on? It's because somehow it's triggering in your mind. That's just like mom. That's just like dad. So what do? Well, if you're still angry, you're still allowing your parents to control you. Even they may be dead, but you got to deal with that anger and you got to admit it. Now, this takes courage. It takes courage to make peace with your parents after all these years. Stop blaming, to stop running, and to face the issues.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. If you'd like to reach out to Rick to let him know how this broadcast has blessed you, go ahead and email him at rick@pastorrick.com. That's rick@pastorrick.com. Over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. And thanks so very much for your support.
Now, let's get back to more great teaching with Pastor Rick Warren.
The way you honor your parents is by being honest with them. Honest with them. And you kind of need to screw up your courage and make a phone call or sit down in a face-to-face meeting, and you need to say this: Mom, Dad, I want to honor you for the good things that you did, and the Bible tells me to do that. But I have a difficult time doing that because of the pain that I felt, and I still feel. And I need to deal with this and get to some resolution on it so I can honor you in the way that I want to. And you say something like, I'd like to forge a whole new relationship with you in a new way. And if there are wrongs to be made right, then you deal with it right there. And so do it while there's time. Now, if you can't do that because, one, they've already passed on, or two, they're just not going to listen, then you need to deal with it with a friend. You need to talk to a Christian counselor and deal with it so you can get on with your life. That's the honorable thing to do for yourself, for your own kids, and for everybody else. And then there's another group of you I need to talk to as we close, and that is those of you who were abandoned by your parents. Maybe you don't even know who they are. Or maybe you were left. And God says you get special attention. Listen to this. The Bible says in Psalm 27, "My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me." God becomes a father to the fatherless, a mother to the motherless. My father and mother may abandon me, but the Lord will take care of me. And regardless of the hurt of your circumstance, there is a heavenly Father who loves you. And he's known everything about you, and he's seen every moment of your life from the moment you were conceived in your mother's womb. And he loves you, and you matter to him. And he wants you in his family. He wants you in his family. And on the earth, that family is called the church. And we are to be a spiritual family to each other. We are to be brothers and sisters and mothers and fathers to each other. Like any family, it's imperfect, but we welcome you here for healing of those hurts in your life, because we do care. Let me close with this poem. You are who you are for a reason. You are part of an intricate plan. You are a precious, perfect, unique design called God's special woman or man. You look like you look for a reason. Our God made no mistake. He knit you together within the womb. You're just what he intended to make. The parents you had are the ones that he chose. No matter how you may feel, you were custom designed with that plan in mind. They bear the master's seal. Now, the trauma you faced that wasn't easy, and God wept that it hurt you so, but it was allowed to shape your heart so that into his likeness you'd grow. You are who you are for a reason. You've been formed by the Master's rod. You are who you are, beloved, because there is a God. Would you bow your heads? Let's pray. I want to invite you to ask God to help you today. Ask him right now in your heart to let go of hurt and bitterness and anger in the relationships in your family. Maybe with a parent. It may be with a husband or a wife or a former husband or wife. Maybe with a child. Would you ask God to help you to forgive and let go for your own sake? Say, dear Jesus, help me begin to accept and appreciate and affirm the good part in my parents or in my spouse or in my children. And help me to forge a new positive relationship if possible. Pray, God, Help me to be truthful and tactful when I speak. Help me to be gentle, not judgmental. Help me to be understanding, not demanding, with people when they serve me. Help me to respect and not reject others. And when people are rude to me, help me to respond like Jesus would, with love. Now, Jesus, the only way I could be like you is for you to put your love and your power and spirit in my life. So live through me this week. Help me to think like you, and help me to treat people the way you would. In your name I pray. Amen.
Hi, everybody. This is Rick, and I hope you enjoyed today's broadcast. You know, if you just prayed that prayer for the very first time, or you just recommitted your life to Jesus again today, would you let me know about it? There's something real about sharing your commitment. So write me, rick@pastorrick.com, and say, Rick, I prayed that prayer of commitment. I gave my life to Christ. And I'll send you some material that'll help you on your journey with Jesus, and I'll also pray for you. God bless you.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so glad you're with us today. And if you'd like to connect with Rick on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter, just go to PastorRick.com and click on his social media links. Rick will be right back in a moment to close out our time today. But first, over the last several months, we've all experienced worldwide changes and events that have impacted us in profound and sometimes unimaginable ways. For many of us, those changes will impact our lives for years to come. Pastor Rick believes that now, more than ever, people need God's Word and the hope that it brings. That's why he's asked us to invite you to become a partner in hope. Here's Rick to tell you more.
Friends, we believe that God wants everybody to be saved. And in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, the Bible says, God doesn't want anyone to be lost. That means you'll never meet a single person in your life who God doesn't love and who God doesn't want to be saved. Now, if God wants every person saved, then we should too. And that's why I started Daily Hope. You know, there are literally billions of people who've never heard the name of Jesus. And we can only reach them if we work together. And that's why I'm asking for your help. Would you be my partner in helping getting God's Word out to the world, to the people who have no Bible, no believers, and no body of Christ? You know, there's nothing more important that we can do together than to help other people see God as He really is, and to help them understand the depth of God's love and grace for them. It's your faithful support to this broadcast, Daily Hope, that helps us tell more and more people about the transforming power of Jesus Christ. Friends, if you'll make a monthly investment as a partner in hope, together we can broadcast this life-transforming message of the gospel through radio and through podcasts and online, literally around the world. We need your support.
It's so easy to join. You simply let us know how much you'd like to give each month, and we'll set up an easy regular donation plan for you. But if for any reason you're not able to help financially at this time, we absolutely get that. In fact, the most important way you can help Daily Hope is to pray for us, and we'll pray for you. If you can give at this time, please know that your sustained monthly support will help us to continue broadcasting the life-transforming message of the gospel on the radio, on the web, and via podcast. To become a partner in hope, call 800-600-5004 or visit PastorRick.com. When you do, we'll send you a very special thank you gift to show our appreciation. That's PastorRick.com or you can call 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.